It's also vital to understand that a parent reacting with anger or shouting during a disagreement makes it hard for the child to truly listen and comprehend what's being said. In such high-stress situations, children aren't emotionally available to absorb values or understand logical arguments. Imagine being in the middle of a heated argument with someone. Are you open to their logic, or are you more focused on defending your point of view? Likely the latter. This isn't the time or place for imparting lessons or values. Yet, some parents might still persist, repeating phrases like, "Enough, I'm tired of this," or "How many times must I explain that this is inappropriate behavior?" But this approach doesn't help the situation. It only further irritates the child and doesn't result in an apology or any change in their behavior. In fact, it often leads to further defiance, creating a recurring cycle of conflict. Trying to educate or correct behavior through anger doesn't work. Expecting children to change their behavior under these conditions is unrealistic and ineffective. The challenging behavior will return, and the struggle will recur. Instead, we should respond with actions, demonstrating through our deeds and with fewer words. I'll be providing a step-by-step guide on this approach in the Power Struggles online course.
This quick tip is part of our larger online courses and challenges classes. Discover the complete class by clicking the link on the left or visiting ParentSpace and finding the topic.